You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And this is a particularly fun one this week, I have to say, because we've just got more information about the planned musical version of The Great British Bake Off. Look, I know how it sounds. Cue the complaints of they'll make a musical of anything these days. But go with me on this, because it sounds really fun. And honestly, what better TV show to turn into a musical than something that is as equally heartwarming and heart-stopping as Bake Off? So we first started getting a bit of news about this show at the start of the year. It was announced that the musical is being created in association with Richard McKerrow, the real-life executive producer of the television show, and that it'll have its world premiere at Cheltenham's Everyman Theatre this summer, the 22nd of July, in fact. We also found out that it'll have original music written by Jake Brunger and Pippa Cleary. Now, this was the thing that sold me on it straight away, because they're the duo who wrote the music for The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole that I saw in the West End a few years ago. And I genuinely love the music of that show, so I'm confident they'll come up with something equally good, if not better, for Bake Off. You know, they're very good at capturing a sort of nostalgic, traditional, almost quaint musical theatre sound, but with a modern refreshing twist. And I think that kind of vibe will suit a Bake Off musical perfectly. I remember Mark Groucher, the producer of the musical, making a comment when the show was first announced, saying how he hoped the show would capture the essence of Bake Off. You know, a musical comedy that really sits at the heart of the nation and wins people over. And I don't think there's a better team to create music that fits that brief than Jake Brunger and Pippa Cleary. So that was already pretty exciting news, and we were told how the musical will explore the trials and lives of 8 fictional bakers involved in the television show. Well, just this week, on the 1st of April, in fact, the cast was announced for the show too. There was a moment when I worried that it was just all an elaborate April Fool's joke, but no, it's real, I can confirm it. And thank goodness, because the cast looks amazing. So first things first, we've got Les Miserables legend John Owen Jones and Rosemary Ash from the original cast of The Phantom of the Opera as the two judges. Jay Jacobs from Holby City and Scott Page from The Addams Family will then play the television presenters who are hosting the show. And then the contestants will be played by Catriona Sanderson, Charlotte Wakefield, Claire Moore, Damien Humbley, Jay Seigel, Michael Cahill, Cymbia Kande and Aaron Rayner. If you follow the link here in the post, it will take you to a What's On Stage article with more information about all of the cast members involved in the show. And very, very excitingly, you'll also be able to access an exclusive discount for money off tickets when you book through their website. So yeah, definitely follow the link below to find out more about that. And I know it sounds like a slightly daft idea to have Great British Bake Off, the musical, but A, it's in very, very capable hands with this creative team. B, the same can be said for the cast. And C, even with all that aside, it seems like kind of the perfect tonic to just about everything that's going on in the world right now. So I, for one, am very, very excited to see where this show goes. So Great British Bake Off, the musical, will open in Cheltenham this July. So get your tickets booked now. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I will, however, be back much sooner than you'd normally be expecting with a bonus spotlight on later this week to review Animal Farm at the Theatre Royal here in Nottingham. So make sure you're following us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to catch up with that. And then I'll also be bringing you a full run through of the Olivier Awards and all of the winners after the ceremony next Sunday evening. So look out for that too. There really is plenty of theatre content coming your way right here on Spotlight On. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.